This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Trash haulers in Vermont must now offer collection for yard and leaf debris. And that's just another of the new requirements to come out of Vermont's universal recycling law that kicked in on July 1st. The law was passed in 2012, and requirements have been slowly phased in ever since. Here for an update on the law's effectiveness is Josh Kelly, Materials Management Chief for the Department of Environmental Conservation. And Josh, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks, Mitch.
Now, the law has banned recyclable materials from landfills for over a year now. What does the data tell us, if anything, about the effectiveness of the law so far?
Our most recent information is showing a statewide decrease in trash of 5% statewide. So that's a significant drop. Typically, that type of a fall in trash is something we've often seen associated with our 2008 recession, for example. So to have that happen at a time when we're not in recession is really remarkable, showing that people are recycling and that the law's working.
Did that exceed your expectations?
I think so. I think we weren't really sure. We knew that many people were already on board with recycling, so having it be a requirement didn't seem like maybe all that new. But, you know, if you take the Northeast Kingdom, for example, they have a small facility where recyclables come in from towns around the region. And in those first 3 months, they had a 25% jump in recycling tonnage. So there were places where there hadn't been as much services and there hadn't been maybe as much participation in recycling historically. So we've seen that in some of the more rural regions of the state where it's really galvanized.
So I mentioned in the lead that there's a ban on leaf and yard debris in landfills being phased in. How is the collection for those things going to work?
Clean wood, too. And clean wood is your limbs or logs and clean dimensional lumber. Those are banned from disposal. And the haulers of trash and the transfer stations where you can take trash are required to offer just leaf and yard collection. So for the most part, Vermonters are already managing their leaves in a way. You know, they make a leaf pile in the fall, the kids jump in it, and then they rake it off into the woods.
I know that very well, yeah.
Not many people are bagging these leaves up and paying money to throw them out. It's not something we've found as a high percentage. We do a waste composition study about every 5 years where we look at what's in the trash still. There is some leaf and yard trimmings in there, but it's not a significant portion. And many states have banned this material, really just to send a message that this stuff doesn't belong in the landfill. It takes up space. It produces greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. And it has more beneficial uses. In the Chittenden County area and even the Bennington region, there's many composters that use these leaves as a feedstock that they blend with the food scrap material to make a compost product that people use in their gardens. And so that's happening all around the state.
Also, with the new law, we're headed next towards collection of food waste. And does that mean that households that may not be used to doing so will have to compost now?
The requirement to compost and separate food waste kicks in 2020. So there is some time for that. But next summer is the requirement that transfer stations and haulers that take trash also provide collection services for food scraps. And there's a reason it's a couple of years before 2020. We really want to make sure that people have the options, have the available services before the ban goes into effect on food waste. And options is a key word there. There are many people in Vermont who want to use their food scraps for their own home compost, for their own garden, and that's terrific, you know, cost-effective and sort of beneficial use because you basically make your own fertilizer for your vegetables. And then others want to have nothing to do with that, and that's okay. And you can bring it to a drop-off, and we're looking to see that our transfer stations have these drop-off options come July 1, 2017, next summer. And then there's many haulers in the state. We have about a dozen that offer food scrap collection currently. That's mainly on the commercial scale, so for restaurants, schools, hospitals, those sorts of producers of food waste. And some are starting now to offer pilot services for residential curbside collection of food waste. Probably the most successful example of that is in Brattleboro, where they've been separating food waste at the curb and having it collected by their contracted hauler for, I think, at least 3 years now. It's been so successful, they're coupled with recycling. They actually have stopped collecting trash weekly. They're now on an every other week trash collection service because there frankly just isn't as much of it. And that's really the whole goal here.
I almost hate to ask this next question, Josh, but where does all that food waste go? I mean, do we have enough composting facilities in the state to deal with it?
if everybody was to separate all at once, it could overwhelm the current capacity. And there's about 10 food scrap composters around the state. There's actually two permitted anaerobic digesters that have started taking food waste. We actually have about 17 farm digesters that take manure and turn it into energy, and they also potentially could take food waste. The composters that are around the state cover most of the state. Does that mean that they can handle all the material we could possibly send their way? Not at this time, but we are seeing more uptick in capacity at these composting sites in terms of expanding their processing capacity. Some use fans to speed up the composting process. It's called forced aeration. And then the anaerobic digesters, as I mentioned, are starting to take more and more of this material. Vermont Tech has a digester at their Randolph campus. So it's changing kind of month to month.
The overall goal of this law is to reduce the recyclable matter and compostable organics, to conserve landfill waste. And I'm just wondering if you think we're on our way to meeting the goal.
I think we're off to a really great start. I think this is significant change. This is the biggest thing to happen to solid waste since the late 80s when Act 78 came into play and all those town dumps that were unlined were required to start having, you know, liners to really prevent leaching of toxic chemicals into the environment. And that made a lot of change for a lot of towns. We just weren't burying our trash in unsanitary ways anymore. And so that change took a long time to take effect. And now we're at the next phase where we're managing our waste better when we landfill it. Certainly, we have much, much more well-designed landfills. And no one wants to have a new landfill. We want to preserve that space as much as possible. So with the decrease in trash we've seen, the 5% decrease, and the uptick in recycling, we're at 35% currently, up from 33%. We're really seeing the law working. In addition to that, the food donation story has been just tremendous. The food bank has seen, I think, a 30% increase in food donation recently. They expect more coming up. These are all great outcomes that in some ways we couldn't have even anticipated. We're very optimistic going ahead with the next phases of the law and really trying to get out there to help people find services and figure out ways of making it work for them.
Josh Kelly is Materials Management Chief for the Department of Environmental Conservation. Thank you so much for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks again, Mitch.